time and again, gods like Chemosh and Molech, and the worship of men, false anointed ones, as in the Christendom and among Jehovah's Witnesses. And he should go and worship other gods and bow down to them, or to the sun, or the moon, or all the army of the heavens, a thing that I have not commanded. And they kept leaving all the commandments of Yehoah their God, and proceeded to make for themselves molten statues, two calves, and to make a sacred pole. And they began to bow down to all the army of the heavens, and to serve Baal. So he built again the high places that Hezekiah his father had destroyed, and set up altars to Baal, and made a sacred pole, just as Ahab, the king of Israel, had done. And he began to bow down to all the army of the heavens, and to serve them. Can there be stealing, murdering, and committing adultery, and swearing falsely, and making sacrificial smoke to Baal, and walking after other gods whom you had not known? And must you come and stand before me in this house upon which my name has been called, and must you say, We shall certainly be delivered, in the face of doing all these detestable things? And the houses of Jerusalem, and the houses of the kings of Judah, must become like the place of Topheth, unclean ones, that is, all the houses upon the roofs of which they have made sacrificial smoke to all the army of the heavens, and there was a pouring out of drink offerings to other gods. And those who are bowing down upon the roofs to the army of the heavens, and those who are bowing down making sworn oaths to Yehoah, and making sworn oaths by Malcolm. And those who are drawing back from following Yehoah, and who have not sought Yehoah, and have not inquired of him. And he put out of business the foreign god priests, whom the kings of Judah had put in, that they might make sacrificial smoke on the high places in the cities of Judah and the surroundings of Jerusalem, and also those making sacrificial smoke to Baal, to the sun and to the moon and to the constellations of the zodiac, and to all the army of the heavens. So he built again the high places that Hezekiah his father had pulled down, and set up altars to the Baals, and made sacred poles, and he began to bow down to all the army of the heavens, and serve them. Worship of any other gods, such as the Baal of growth or fertility, is something detestable to Yehoah, for it profanes his very name. So he brought me to the inner courtyard of the house of Yehoah, and look, at the entrance of the temple of Yehoah, between the porch and the altar, which was an area only for priests, there were about 25 men with their backs to the temple of Yehoah, and their faces to the east, and they were bowing down to the east, to the sun. So God turned and handed them over to render sacred service to the army of the heavens, just as it is written in the book of the prophets, It was not to me that you offered victims and sacrifices for 40 years in the wilderness, was it, O house of Israel? In Yehoah's eyes, such ones were only good as manure upon the ground. And the dead body of Jezebel will certainly become as manure upon the face of the field, in the tract of land of Jezreel, that they may not say, This is Jezebel. They were annihilated at Endor, they became manure for the ground. Speak, this is what the utterance of Yehoah is. The dead bodies of mankind must also fall like manure upon the face of the field, and like a row of newly cut grain after the reaper, with no one to do the gathering up. With deaths from maladies they will die. They will not be bewailed, neither will they be buried. As manure upon the surface of the ground they will become, and by the sword and by the famine they will come to an end. And their dead bodies will actually serve as food for the flying creatures of the heavens and for the beasts of the earth. And those slain by Yehoah will certainly come to be